This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. At the Economic Club of Chicago today, President Bush will outline his plan to stimulate the sluggish economy. The plan is said to consist largely of $600 billion in tax cuts over 10 years, including a complete elimination of the tax on stock dividends. Democrats in Congress yesterday proposed a smaller stimulus package that includes money for cities and states. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The Democrats may have little chance of getting their tax plan passed with the Republicans in control of Congress, but releasing it now gives them a chance to stake their ground in what is likely to be a long and contentious battle over how to stimulate the economy. The Democratic plan includes one-time tax rebates and money for cities and states, and it would let small businesses write off capital equipment purchases faster. The plan would take effect more quickly and would cost much less over time than the plan expected to be proposed by the president, said Congressman Robert Menendez of New Jersey.
The Democratic plan stimulates. The president's plan procrastinates. The Democratic plan is significant, fast-acting, and is fiscally responsible. We stimulate the job market. The president's plan stimulates the stock market.
The Democrats are not endorsing what is expected to be the centerpiece of the president's plan, a $300 billion cut in the tax that individuals pay on stock dividends. While such a cut is popular on Wall Street and has the support of many economists, critics say that, like other aspects of the Bush plan, it simply wouldn't take effect fast enough to get the economy moving right now. David Weiss, senior economist at Standard & Poor's, said the Republican approach to the economy appears somewhat schizophrenic.
They're talking about stimulus. That's why they need to do it now and in a hurry. But on the other hand, a lot of the plan is looking at more long-term tax issues, such as the dividend tax, which are not necessarily critical to short-term stimulus. And, of course, making tax cuts permanent, which doesn't affect the economy for another 8 years.
But White House officials brushed aside such criticism yesterday. At an afternoon news briefing, the president said cutting the dividend tax was crucial for the long-term health of the economy.
The reduction in taxes on dividends will encourage capital flows. Capital flows into the marketplace. It'll encourage investment, and that's what we want. We want to encourage investment activity. Investment means jobs.
The administration also insisted yesterday that the president was interested in the short-term health of the economy as well, and officials suggested that the plan released today would reflect that. Among other things, the plan is expected to call for speeding up the income tax cuts scheduled to take effect later this decade. Altogether, the Bush cuts would cost the Treasury an estimated $600 billion over 10 years, but economist William Gale of the Brookings Institution says the aggressiveness of the Bush plan may be tactical.
I mean, the president knows that there's going to be some negotiation involved, and $600 billion is a lot of money, but as a negotiating position, maybe he intends to come down, but he wanted to have a number to come down to.
Gale says that as the debate over taxes gets going in Congress, neither President Bush nor the Democratic leadership holds all the cards. To prevail in Congress, the president will have to appeal to two groups, Gale says. One is budget-conscious Republicans who worry about the escalating deficit. The other is moderate Democrats who supported the last tax cuts and can be persuaded to buck their party's leadership once again. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.